I wanted to get on here because this is something that has been weighing very heavy on me for the last few months. I understand that there are certain seasons in your life and certain phases and different journeys that we come across. You know, sometimes we're on a route and there's a detour and we have to take the detour. And oftentimes you don't know what that's going to look like when you decide to take a different route. But today I want to talk about grief, because there is so many dynamics that come with that. For one, it is, you know, a response to loss, you know, particularly if you lost a loved one, someone passed away. That is oftentimes where the topic is most hashed, when someone lost someone due to death related. But today I want to talk about grief of losing someone that is no longer in your life, but they have not died. They are still yet alive. I'm your host, Leah, and this is A Healthier Way. I'm not gonna lie, like for a minute, I didn't know what to put into words when it came to this particular dynamic, because, you know, there's a lot of mixed emotions when you lose someone. If you're ending a relationship, you know, whether it's a breakup, whether you transition, let's say you relocated and moved somewhere out of the state that you reside in with these connections or relationships. There is a grief when it comes to, you know, something that you had maintained or built or endured in your life, and it's no longer the same. And now you're transitioning into a whole, totally, completely different person. And so now you're grieving, you know, the loss of who you were, and trying to accept the transition of who you're becoming. There's a grief even with that, because you have to be willing to let go of those old behaviors, of the things that you have been accustomed to, that you have created habits, and honestly, in my opinion, for me, unhealthy habits for so long that you've been so conditioned to it that you really don't know anything different. And when the transition comes, sometimes it comes very quickly, and sometimes it takes time, and it's just depending on where you are in that particular time when you're grieving. And I just want to touch on this story. And to be completely honest, anything that I share is never to put a dig or put shade or anyone. More than anything, it's always to shed light pertaining to my specific topics. And just bring inspiration, but also insight and awareness on what these particular topics are about. And once again, like I said, whenever I've heard, oh, that person is grieving or mourning, it was always related to a loss of someone that died, you know, a death, a physical death. And this is not the case. This story in my journey right now is not the case, although I have grieved, a few losses in the last couple of years. This is different. This is personal. So yeah, let's get into it. I have come to terms in my life that not everyone that you meet and you get to know and you get to, you know, get the opportunity to do life with are going to be there forever. Newsflash for those that really believe that. Unfortunately, that is not the case. I do believe that there are people that come in your lives for a variety of reasons. You know, it could be to be God sent in a way to help you in seasons that you may need cultivating in. And then there could be a lesson in a relationship or a situation. Or there can be, you know, unfortunately, grooming stages where you meet someone that wasn't supposed to be in your life, and it was deceptive connections, and that particular situation or dynamic was to show you something and teach you something. There's a variety of things why we have connections. It could be networking, work-related, business endeavors, and the list goes on and on, right? And there's a variety of things. And more than anything, you have to be very careful if you are a person like me that is an empath, that it's sometimes bittersweet to attach yourself to people's needs, and you have a need of rescuing and wanting to help and wanting to lend a hand and wanting just to be there. And I think that that is a beautiful gift, but the reality also remains is that you can be very naive if you're not careful to certain behaviors. I was in a relationship with someone. A couple people, I will say this. A romantic relationship and a relationship with friendships. And I knew that I was not getting what I needed. I knew it very early on in these relationships. And because of history, me knowing these individuals for such a long period of time, feeling the need and the urgency to remain committed and loyal. It's something about that loyalty that really can keep you bound if you're not careful. Once again, keyword, you have to be careful and be able to recognize certain behaviors. I was very naive because a part of me did not want to be alone. A part of me wanted to connect. A part of me wanted to give a person a benefit of doubt, or these people a benefit of doubt, and just hope that they would change for the better and we would grow and we would evolve and all this good stuff. And the unfortunate part is that because I wanted what I wanted so much, it overshadowed the reality. And the reality was that they were not going to be able to give me what I needed in my season that I was evolving in. And it's hurtful, to say the least, because although there's been many incidents where I wanted to pick up the phone and have a conversation with these people, I could not, because I knew it, that they would not be able to give me what I needed. And it puts you in a state of mind, sometimes, of even questioning your own self. What is wrong with me? And why can I not get what I'm needing from this individual? And can I be very honest with you that oftentimes when those needs are not met, it has nothing to do with who you are or who you are becoming, but it has a lot to do, honestly, with their particular time being up in your life. Simple as that, but not as simple. It's not simple because these are people that you love, you have developed strong kinship with, relationship with, you know, and you have this history with them. And so you feel, once again, that obligation to just stick around. The romantic relationship that I was in was with someone that I really thought, because of the potential that I saw, that this could be someone that I could see myself with for the rest of my life. I think also the reality was I ignored a lot of red flags. Just being real. I ignored a lot of red flags because of wanting what I wanted. My desires overshadowed reality. I had my guard down, and unfortunately, that relationship did not last because the reality was this person was not in a position to give me what I needed. But because of my desires being so strong, I was trying to hold on, just hold on, and believe that through time and as time would pass, that things would change. And unfortunately, things got worse. We ended the relationship, and I want to say that although you end a relationship with someone, you go through the stages of grieving and depression. You go through a lot of, you know, emotional things because you were emotionally, spiritually, and all of that tied to that person. So now you're dealing with all of that now. But I will say part of grieving also is mixed emotions. There's different layers and levels to grieving. And I think that it's important to really be honest and open with yourself first about where you're at, you know. And I think, to be honest, that it's just unfortunate that people don't know what's going on within them and why they're behaving some way. So one of the things that I know is that I'm really big on trying to make sure that I do take time to understand what I'm feeling. Is it really real? Is it true? You know, and those are the things, you know, is this really, really what I'm feeling? And is this true? And honestly, not apologizing for it. Although there are seasons where everything comes to an end, but the reality is being honest about where you're at. There's different stages of grief for sure. I think you go through the denial stage. It's more like, you know, trying to forget what happened, right? Trying to forget about the memories, all the different things that we had. And, you know, I want to be able to, you know, make sure that I won't be so focused and consumed on this. So you become, you know, you try to stay busy, to be honest, you know, because you don't want to take a time to really sit down and deal with it. So you try to stay busy. You try to keep busy and do whatever you can so your mind won't catch up to what's going on in the reality, right? You know, be in denial, honestly, of, you know, if anyone come up and ask you, how are you doing? And it's that repetitive, I'm fine, all is well. And it's really not, you know, so now you're not really being honest. You know, you may feel confused, you know, it's also where you may shut down. And so that's like the denial stage. And then I think you go through, as I have been, back and forth, to be honest, being angry, the anger stage. You know, where it's like, you know what? Okay, it's all good. You know, you could be sarcastic. You're constantly irritated. You know, either you're aggressive or you're passive aggressive. You know, you may end up increasing your intake of drugs and alcohol. You're constantly frustrated, impatient. You know, rage, feeling out of control. The list goes on and on. And it's like, here's the reality is that all of these things are normal. They are normal. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay to react. It's one thing to be frustrated about something or you know, maybe even being bitter in that moment. But you do have to come to terms where you can't sit in that. And you can't react, you know, either, you know. I think you do go through depression. for sure, where you are feeling sad and helplessness and disappointed, overwhelmed, maybe crying a lot, you know, lack of energy, you know, the lack of wanting to even be socially involved with friends and family. Like, take notes to all of these things, because there are layers to grief, and you go through it, but once again, you have to not stay there. And I think that's the main thing. And I want to say that, you know, you definitely go through the stage where you start to bargain. You know, you're feeling shame and guilt. Like, was it my fault? What did I do? Was it really me? You know, you deal with the insecurity. I dealt with the insecurity of, you know, like, why was I not the one good enough to be for this person and give their all? I sat here and I did my part. Why was I not good enough for him to do his part as well? You know, you deal with the perfectionism of wanting to make everything look good, look nice, smell good. I mean, the list goes on and on. You compare yourself to others, and it's sad. But these are the stages that you go through. And last but not least, there is beauty on the other side, where you have to come to a place of acceptance. And basically what that looks like is that you have to be able to be present in the moment, you know, and just understand that, you know, you are good enough regardless what happened. You are good enough. If the relationship did not work out for whatever reason, do not go into a place that you are not good enough. You know, and I just think that it's just healthy to recognize whatever stage you're in when you are grieving. If I can be honest, it's been a year and a couple of months since the relationship ended between me and my ex, and I am kind of in a place of, I want to say, depression and acceptance. I think I do have some moments of where I am sad, because I'm like, wow, you know, when you love someone, you love someone. When you felt and thought that this was someone that you really, you know, wanted to be with for the long run and it didn't work out, yeah, you do go back to moments of sadness. And, you know, and I've definitely had moments where I definitely was, you know, emotional about it, or, you know, just disappointed that things couldn't have worked out. But I'm also grateful that I'm at a place where I do feel like I have more insight, which is wisdom, that I've gained wisdom through the experience. I have. I'm still learning, and I'm still growing, and I'm still healing. One of the things that I want to really, really express is that when you're going through a grieving season or stage, it's very important to make sure you're connecting if you're able to. And I understand that because of the different layers of grieving, oftentimes it's not easy to reach out to people. It's not easy to engage with others, because really when you are grieving, the hope is that people are checking in with you, especially if they knew whatever your grief was from. Whether it was losing a loved one due to, you know, death, or transitional moment that you transition in your life that looks different and it's not the same, or from a breakup, or from just not those relationships being the same anymore, that, you know, if you had times to express and reach out to people, that the hope that those people are checking in with you and checking in to see how you are doing, no matter how long the time has went. I know people still to this day that, you know, have lost their loved ones, and it's been, you know, almost 10 years, but they are still grieving. Still check in. Don't assume because time has passed that people are better. People have just learned to adapt to the change. You just learn to adapt to the new seasons and the new chapters in your lives. That does not mean that you still don't grieve, that you still don't have moments of sadness. You still don't have those moments where you wish, you know, things could have been different or better, or you could have said what you was hoping to say to that person before they left, whether it was once again a physical death or not. You know, it's so important to have the right people and the right connections in your corner that really are intentional with you, and they get that, and that will, you know, check in from time to time to make sure that you are good until you get to the point in your life where you have the boldness and the confidence to reach out. But it is important to reach out, you know, to reach out and say, hey, I'm not doing good today. You know, can we talk? Can we go out for lunch? Can we take a walk? You know, making sure that you're engaging with other people is so important. You know, once again, the right people, the right connections is very important. And unfortunately, you know, in my season of grief, I haven't had everyone that I have felt has been a support system to be as hands-on. But I'm grateful for those that have been checking in and that does know my day-to-day and that is very familiar with my journey. And I think more than anything that it's okay to know that you can grieve. It's okay to take moments to not do anything, because if you don't take time, hear me very clearly, if you don't take the proper time to properly grieve, you are missing out in the beauty of really properly healing. Because if you don't grieve what you've lost, whether it was a career change where you were on a job or a different position for 15 to 20 years and now you're deciding to do something different, whether it's something that you are going to be enjoying, which is a new chapter, that does not mean that you're not going to miss and grieve the loss of that old chapter, that past experience. Whether there was a relationship that you were in and you really thought that it was going to be just your everything that you've been praying and asking for, and it didn't work out, does not mean because you have found someone new, that does not mean you don't still grieve from what you thought was going to be. And I think it's very important to understand that even if you lost a loved one and it's been 10 to 15, 20 years, it's okay to still say, I'm not having a good day, a good week, a good month, because I miss so-and-so. Have those conversations. Check in with those people that have lost someone dear and near to them. You know, this day and age, people are so for self. And don't get me wrong, because I definitely encourage self-care and self-love. I do. But when I speak on that, I am pertaining to don't forget about your needs and taking care of yourself, whether that's your health, whether that's your diet, whether that's your mentality, your spirituality, all of those things, your physical aspect. I am also referring to, you know, of looking around who you love and who you care about. Don't forget about people. Take those moments to do that. And I think once you do take moments for yourself, then you have time to rejuvenate. And once you have time to rejuvenate, then you have time to be more intentional for other people. It do start with yourself first, absolutely. But that's not taking it to the extent of being selfish. It's not. it's basically saying, I am going to do what I can do for myself so I can also be a servant to others. But once again, everybody don't have that mentality. Unfortunately, there is a lot of people in this world and through social media that I see when I pay attention and, you know, news feeds or whatever, that is about self, whether it's your image, whether it's about glorifying your career, whether it's about, you know, idolizing your idols and whatever those may be. And it's so many idols at this point, whether it's about boasting about your children or whatever it may be. But what I hate to see and saddens me often is when you forget to be intentional and check in on those near to you. It is sad. And I don't know, maybe it could be where if you feel that you may reach out to a certain individual, it reminds you of A, B, and C, and D, or whatever. I would just encourage you that if you know someone grieving in this season, like I've stated, it's just not talking about grief from a physical loss, but emotional. And if the emotions are not in a good, strong space, it can affect the mental. And it goes on and on and on. And I will say this. What if somebody say, well, Leah, I don't have that. I don't have that community of people. I don't have a lot of connections. I'm more reserved. I'm to myself. I don't tell people my business. Well, my encouragement to you is that make sure that you are investing your time and reading up on literature or utilizing the, you know, different tools that are out here, such as YouTube, which has a lot of content on positive, whether it's music, whether it's content, podcasts, audio. I mean, there's so much, you know, and maybe just plug that in and maybe just type that in. And what does grief look like? And how do you heal from grief and things of that sort? You know, and I really want to, you know, express how important that is to take the time and that it is okay to accept where you're at. I'm not saying that it's okay to stay there, but what I'm saying is that it's okay to be real with yourself and accept where you're at. And I've come to terms with the reality that I'm still grieving. I think that, you know, because of the times we are in, we want things to be done right away. We want to heal right away. If our heart is broken, we want to be able to wake up in the next morning and feel no pain, feel nothing. But that is a fantasy. And it's an unrealistic expectation. And it's okay to be patient with yourself, and it's okay to take time to grieve. But I just want to encourage you to not do it alone if you don't have to. If you have that support system, as I spoke about, reach out to them. Reach out to the safe person. If you don't feel the urgency or have the courage to really, you know, do that, plug into something. Whether there's audio, podcast, teaching, something, and make sure that you continue to keep it consistent until you start feeling better. I went a little bit over the time that I expected today, and I guess because I am dealing with grief in my life at this time, and I'm not, you know, sad about it. I am just at a place where I know that this will soon be over. And I know that one of the biggest things is that when you are grieving, you have to be very, very careful how you spend your time when you're grieving so you can properly heal. And I just didn't take the time to do it as cautiously as I should have. There was definitely a lot of back and forth with these connections, and it's not healthy. It prolongs the healing. It confuses you. Confusion brings so much. It brings so much in your life that is not good for you. It can sicken you, to be completely honest. Bringing doubt and overwhelmness and double-mindedness. And who wants to live like that with all those emotions? No. So on today, as they call it, Independence Day on this July 4th, I am praying that you're able to break free and find freedom through your life, through your experiences, freedom through your mind, freedom through your soul, anything that's deep rooted within you, that it can be, you can be free from that. But we have to be willing to do the work. We have to be willing to take the precaution steps, one step at a time, one day at a time. Shoot, my new motto is one moment at a time. So once again, if there is anyone that is out there grieving, it's going to be okay. As they say it, well, bad days, they don't last long. You know, you'll always have these memories, but more than anything, you want to make sure that you are taking time to recognize where you're at, so you can move forward to the next chapter. Thanks again for tuning in. Please drop some comments, feedbacks. Let me know how you're feeling about this. What are your thoughts about grieving? Is there anybody out there that are experiencing any type of loss in your life right now? Like, I want to hear from you. I would love to talk to you and have a conversation. I'm always here. Thanks again for joining, and hope you guys be well.